Well, that has a lot to do with particularly the parents, and beyond the parents, the broader, you know, family and broader community, and the way that those young people are seen and dealt with. So I'm going to use the word to refer to what you're talking about. I'm going to say it's guidance. Mm-hmm. And in human life, guidance is provided, is meant to be provided anyway, from an older, more experienced person who the younger person accepts as an authority. And therefore respects. Now, there's a problem there in this society, which is that, you know, the society has a very poor relationship to authority. And that's because, you know, I guess there's some ignorance about the fact that the way that respect works, and that is, there's really only one way to get the respect of somebody else, and that is to respect them. What passes for authority figures, whether it's a parent or a teacher or a policeman or whatever, in this society is very seldom based on respect. You know, the young people feel, and I'm going to say by and large rightly so, that they are not respected. And they feel from their authority figures that they are, on the contrary, they don't feel that these are people who recognize their who they are, what they have to offer, what their needs are. But they feel suppressed and repressed by the authority. And this typically starts in the family, but it goes on out to the rest of the society. So the results of that are what we call teenage rebellion. And guess what? That's not actually so much a matter of human nature. It's a cultural phenomenon. When young people are growing up in an atmosphere where they feel respected, well, what is there to rebel against?
For someone in your community, a project that has an element of service in an area that interests the child.
Yeah. But that last thing you said is all important. And so it's not a matter of, you know, the parent or the teacher or the whatever saying, you should be doing this because this is the right thing to do. That's not respectful. You know, part of the respect thing is a way of recognizing and honoring the other person and being able to have a sense of who they are and what's for them, and encouraging them to develop along those lines, rather than marching them through a set pattern which very often is does violence to their spirit. And the public education system is a big example of that.
I wish we could have an educational system that began by understanding that every child has a different way of evolving in terms of their learning, and everybody has an area in which they have some kind of genius.
Yes.
instead of fitting them into a particular kind of function and slot and discrediting everything else.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, in traditional societies, I can't really say all of them because I don't know, but certainly in all the ones I've come across, one of the ways that that's in place, you see, is through this matter of name. So many societies, including the Mutual Society, have a naming ritual, and the basis of it is it's done in different ways in different societies. But the shaman in charge has a way of looking into the soul of the person, the young person, in most cases right after birth, in some cases even before birth. And there's a resonance there called a name that contains the essence of what their gifts are and what their life is meant to be about. And that name, of course, is reflected back to them throughout their early years and beyond. And so it's a very different way, right from the beginning, of looking at the child with what I'm calling respect. And helping them align with who they are.